You're listening to Innovation on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Good afternoon. I'm Kara Hetland. And joining me now is Ruzba Gapchi. He is a professor at South Dakota State University. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Kara. Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit. You're a civil engineering professor, and you are developing some guidelines for asphalt bonding agents. So let's talk a little bit, paint me that picture of what all it takes for roads and highways in South Dakota.
Sure. Thank you so much, Kara. Actually, this is a project which is funded by the Regional University Transportation Center, which is called the Mountain Plains Consortium at Region 8. The title of the project is Development of the Guidelines for Selection of Tech Codes in South Dakota. Basically, tech code in most cases is an asphalt emulsion which we spray it on the surface of an existing asphalt or concrete pavement prior to placing an overlay or the next layer of the asphalt. So, Basically, the goal is to achieve a pavement layer structure which works as one system. So it eventually increases the pavement's durability and reduces the need for maintenance. And of course, we will see less cracks, potholes, rutting, and etc. that we see every day, hopefully.
So this tack coat layering, that is not happening now?
Yeah, actually, it is happening right now. The tack coat is being placed in between the layers. But in recent years, several pavement failures, specifically in overlay projects, have been reported due to insufficient or excessive tack coat application. So this insufficient or excessive tack coat application causes the moisture penetration in the interface of the layers and results in inadequate bonds between layers, and this inadequate bond leads to cracks and debonding, wheel pad cracking, potholes, fatigue cracking, and all of those things. Most of these, the application of the tack coat and finding out how much tack coat we need to apply mainly is based on the experience and is based on individual judgment. So what we are trying to do, we are trying to look at the effect of different types of tack coat based on the type of the pavement surface and application rate. So we will test all of different types and combination of the amount with the different application with different types of the pavements. And finally, we will come up with a guideline that can help asphalt industry professionals in order to put the right amount and right product that increase the longevity of the pavement.
So you're setting the standards. You're coming up with best practices kind of a thing.
Yeah, of course. We will be trying to do that. And, of course, we cannot do it alone. We are having great industry partners that they are going to help us in this process. And also we will work very closely with South Dakota Department of Transportation. And we will bring in their experience and expertise into this project.
So 80% of South Dakota's highways are made up of asphalt. Will we see, you know, stripping down and doing over kind of things, or just repair as needed with the new standards?
Yeah, actually, the new standard is applicable both for the construction of the new pavements and also for reconstruction and repair and resurfacing projects. So The scope of this project is not only for repair, but also this includes the construction of the new pavements as well. So it doesn't cover every aspect of the pavement, especially asphalt pavement. This only covers how much bonding agents do we need in order to put between two or three asphalt pavement layers to make it stronger.
And does weather have any play in this decision?
Absolutely. Right now, the factors that we are studying, the effect of the factors that we are studying includes the type of the pavement, which it can be concrete pavement and asphalt pavement, the type of the surface, the roughness of the surface, and of course, the environmental conditions. So in South Dakota, we are looking at pretty harsh environmental conditions, specifically during the winter. So we will have in our testing design, we have some tests that are planned to be conducted in low temperatures that we can find out about the effect of the temperature and also the moisture penetration.
Now, you also are part of a summer camp?
Oh, yes. Actually, this is another different project that we have got from South Dakota Department of Transportation, and it is also sponsored by the Federal Highway Administration. So during this summer camp, we will have high school students on SDSU's campus from July 30th to August 5th, 2017. And the main objective of this summer camp is to support the development of a diverse and well-qualified workforce for transportation industry. We will have lots of fun activities, including hands-on workshops that covers lots of science, technology, engineering, and math branches of science in order to prepare the students to select the type of the engineering that they wish, actually.
And are these are more for the engineering side?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. This is more for the engineering side because this project is sponsored by Federal Highway Administration, and the main focus is to prepare students to enter the transportation industry, specifically transportation engineering. But since the transportation engineering is very interdisciplinary, that's why we have different activities like physics, math, computer, electronics, material science, surveying, and others that can engage students in these activities.
So if you're a high school student and you're thinking about majoring in engineering, coming up for this camp is going to give you a taste of it.
Yeah, and also I would like to, that's very true. And also I would like to add that this camp is completely free for the South Dakota high school students. Registration is free, housing on campus is free, and foods are also provided.
Well, that's a deal. And how do students apply? How many students can you take, and how do they apply?
We are looking at a minimum of 15 students, and we may, depending on the number of the applicants, we may increase it to 20. But right now, we are getting good number of applicants. I think we have got more than 20 by now, and I hope that it will increase by June 15th, which is the deadline of the application.
So talk about us, what would an average day kind of look like for these students? What kinds of things would they do?
Oh, yeah. They will do lots of workshops that are being we have planned for them. We have introduction to asphalt materials. So in this workshop, they will see how the asphalt is designed, asphalt mix is designed, also how we test the materials and how the quality control measures are applied. Also, we will have a similar workshop with the lab component for the concrete materials as well. After that, we have physical concepts used for the design of the highway, that what engineers really do to come up with the design of highway. So we will have also some field activities like surveying, and we will give an opportunity to students to do a small surveying projects and use CAD program in order to draw their surveys, and also we have some visiting the consulting engineering and field projects that are connected to paving and transportation. Other activities that we have planned, visiting to the South Dakota Department of Transportation labs, and also we will have a bridge engineering workshop, we will have electronic workshop, we will have traffic engineering workshop. They will make their own small robots, and renewable energy, public transit, aviation, and drone technologies. So I can say that this is really fun and at the same time very informative camp for students.
So tell me about you and how you got excited for your career to be focusing on this.
Oh, as transportation or pavement?
Mm-hmm. As transportation and pavement.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Actually, looking at the transportation infrastructure, including highways, are the biggest asset in the country. So this asset and this infrastructure is aging by the time. This is aging every day. And we need to have a plan for reconstructing and at the same time maintenance. A lot of money is spent for maintaining our highways. So that's why lots of research is also needed in order to make a difference in use of new materials, make a difference by use of new materials, such as recycled materials, energy-efficient materials, and also at the same time extending the lifespan of our transportation infrastructure system. So looking at all of these needs, I became really motivated to do my PhD in the pavement engineering, and more specifically, looking at the bigger picture, the asphalt is 90 paved. Our pavements are constructed by asphalt, more than 90%. So that's in nationwide, of course. In South Dakota, we have about 80%. So this motivated me in order to focus on this discipline, and that's why I did my PhD in this area, and I got this position as assistant professor at South Dakota State University.
All right, Ruzba Gabci, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today and explaining to this, and I look forward to having you back with some updates.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.